Wir holen da Ches am Raus, da gehen von der Mishnah. Somebody says, Hareini Nozir Kishar Roshi. I want to be a Nozir like the hair of my head. Harels Kafa, or it's like the dirt of the ground. Or Kechel Hayam, like the sand by the ocean. So the Tanakhama holds, Harezeh Nozir Olam. He's a Nozir for the amount of times that there has hair on his head, or how much sand, or how much dirt there is. So therefore he's Kamat like a Nozir the rest of his life. But umagaleach achas l'shloishim yoim, like every 30 days, it's a new naziris. The Tanakhama holds he meant to say he's mekabel upon himself this amount of naziris. So every 30 days he takes a haircut, he brings kabonis, and he starts over again. Rabbi Yoim, Rabbi says no. Ein ze megaleach achas l'shloishim yoim. This is not a case that he meant to be mekabel like this amount of naziris that you say every 30 days he's another nazir. But no, according to Rebbe, he's one long nazir. He's a nazir l'olam that he can never take a haircut. Or unless he had a savar before, that maybe once a year he's allowed to. But Rebbe holds, if you say hareini nazir, that means you want to be one long nazir. As long as many hairs as you have on your head, that means like l'olam, you want to be one long nazir. V'yezel magaleach achas l'shloishim, but where is there a case that Rebbe agrees that you mean to accept upon yourself the amount of Nazirus? In other words, that every 30 days you could take a haircut and start over again? That's in the case that somebody says, Ha'oimer Harei Olai Nazirus Kisaroshi. If you say the word Harei Olai, the Tanakhama, the first case was Hareini Nazir. That Rebbe holds as one long Nazirus. But if you say Harei Olai, that means you won't accept upon yourself this amount of Nazirus. That kasharoshi, the amount of the hair of my head, or else the amount of kaf oretz or kechel hayoyim. In such a case, here Rebbe agrees that every 30 days you take a haircut and you start over again. If you say harei olai, you mean to say this is the amount of nazirus you want to accept upon yourself. What about if somebody says hareini nazir molei habayis? I want to be a nazir as long or as big as the full of my house, as my house is filled up. We'll soon see what that means. Or else the amount of things that goes into this basket, a full basket worth. So what does he mean to say? So, the person says such a lashon, first of all, we have to ask him. We ask the person, what did you mean to say? When you said this lashon of hareini nazir molei habayis, I want to be a nazir so big as my house. What do you mean to say? Im omar achas gedoyla nizarti, if he says all I meant to do was just make one nazirus. But to me, like we had the Mishnah before, it's so great, it's so big, like as big as my house. So we say then, Nozir Lamajim, that's all. He's only a regular Nozir for 30 days. And that he said this Loshin Molei Habayis, he just meant the something we had before, this one Naziris that I'm accepting upon myself is so great, it's so difficult. To me, it's like as big as my house. So if he says that's what he meant, we believe him. What about V'yamom HaStam? The person says, no, I didn't have that in mind. I said this Lashon Stam, and like what he meant to say is, whatever you tell me, whatever the Chum say, this Lashon means, that's what I meant to say. That's called Hareini Nozir Stam. I meant to say whatever this Lashon really means. So then we say, what do you mean to say? That Royin, then we look and see, Revamama Stam Nozarte, I made a Stam Nozir here. Then we say, Royin Esakupa. We have to look at this big basket here. Kilu hi Malaya Chardo. We have to look as if it's full of mustard seeds. A basket full of mustard seeds, it could have 1,000 million, so you have a few hundred thousand in there. Therefore we say, V'nozir kol yomav. What he meant to say is such a lashon, he's becoming a nazir kol yomav. That's what he meant to say. So again, what does nazir kol yomav in this case mean? L'chur again, will be told in the machlokes, Tanakam and Rebbe. Does he mean to say he's a nazir l'ayla, means every 30 days, it's like a new nazirus? And according to Rabbi Luchur, what he meant to say is, he's accepting upon himself one long Naziris, like as much as there are mustard seeds in his big basket. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nozir Mikan Ad Mokim Pleni? I want to be a Nozir, as long as the distance, like as long as it takes me to go from here to there, he says the place, like from LA to San Francisco, as long as it takes me to get there, that's how long I want to be a Nozir. So it says the Mishnah, Oimdim, we have to check out Kama yomim mikan ad mokim pleini. How many days of traveling will it really take him to get from this place to that place? How many days of traveling would it take? And we say like this, im pochus milamid yoim nozir is lamid yoim. If the amount of days is less than 30 days, so all he meant to accept upon himself is to be a nozir for 30 days, because less than 30 days you can't do. There's no nozir is less than 30 days. But v'im lav, let's say it's longer, it takes you 50 days to get this journey, it takes 50 days, then we say what the person meant to say is, nozir kiminyan hayomim. He meant to accept upon himself one long nazirus as many days as this trip will take. Now the Gemara before explained that since it has a kitzutza, we know the exact length of this trip. Like you're saying clearly how long it takes me to go from LA to San Francisco. So everybody knows it's an exact amount of time. So since there's an exact amount of days, and nazirus we know is totally in days, how many days you have to keep, it's a svari meant to say he wants to keep his one nazirus as long as the trip would take. If it takes 50 days, that's what he meant to say. What about if somebody says, Hareini nazir kaminyan yamaisachama? I want to be a nazir as many days there are in the sun year, 365. So lachar is, he has to count the nazirus, the chudas goes out the Tanakama, that is this many amount of nazirus he was accepting upon himself. Like the Tanakama says, whenever he says a lashon like this, we always say he means to accept upon himself this many nazirus. So he has to count upon himself 365 times 30. Whereas every 30 days, after the 30 days, he takes the haircut, and he starts over again his second nazirus. And after 30 days again, the haircut, kabonis, then he starts his third. And but it comes to an end. After you do that for 365 times, then you finish your nazirus. Omer Reb Yehuda says that Maisoi, it once happened a case like this, and Kivan Shehishlim Meis, when the person finished keeping this amount of nazirus, he kept mamish 365 times nazirus, after that time he died. But what they said, like Taisa says, that Reb Yehuda L'Sayela Tanakama Kasi, Reb Yehuda is coming to bring a proof to the first Tanakama here. Hokama Maisa Hoya, V'chayvu Chacham Nazirus Harbe, that the Chaman put upon him of many times to be a Nazir. How many times? Like he said, 365 times. And the Chivat Shishlim Kula Meis, it comes to an end when he finished being a Nazir for 365 times, then he died. So it's also a Lashon, not of one long Nazirus, but of accepting upon himself this many times to be a Nazir. Now the Gemara explains, Roya Nesakupe Kilo Malei Chardom. Again, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, Molei Habayis Amolei Akupa, I want to be a Nazir as big as this basket is, or as full as this basket is. So the Mishnah says, we ask him, if he meant to be only one Nazir, we believe you, you're only one time a Nazir. But if you say, Stam, whatever this Lashon means, then we put upon you to be the amount of Nazirus for the rest of your life. Because we say, most probably what you meant to say is, a basket full of mustard seeds, which you can't count, there's not much many, thousands and thousands of them. So you're meant to be a nozer like loylem. Now, Marissa Kasha, why? Kilu molichadov, a nozer kol yomov. For the Gemara of Yamai, why do we say this? For lechzayu kilu molei kishurim adaluyim. For to have a letakanta. Why don't we look, as all he said is, as full of this basket. So maybe it means to have a basket full of pumpkins, or full of cucumbers. That there's an end to it. Chvesh, you can put 20 cucumbers, 20 pumpkins in the basket. 100, okay. But the Vietakanta, all he meant to be is just 100 times a Nazir. There'll come an end to it. How come we say no? We say Molei Kupa, full basket. We go to Chumra to say the person meant a full basket of mustard seeds. That there's no end to how much it meant. Why do we go to Chumra? So Toyez asked the Kasha, what's the big question? If you have a quest to go to Chumra Lakula, Lakhuri, you should go to Chumra. So Toyez says, V'yeshloima adohosem tenan mesachtat hairis, that suffic nazirus lahokil. Usually the klal is, by nazirus we say if we have a doubt about nazirus, we should go lahokil. We should go lakula. We should go lenient for the person. So that's the Gemara's question here. Why do we say when the person said a full basket? He means a full basket of mustard seeds that has no end. Maybe means a full basket of pumpkins that has an end to it. So Machiski says true, but Machloikis Shnuya. Our Mishnah is telling the Machloikis Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon he. And now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon only. Tiyoma that says, Oda machnes esatzmar ledovor, a person puts himself into a situation that shesveikoi chomem ivadai, because of a suffix of a doubt were more strict upon him than it would be a vadai. But the Rashi explains it, the Mefor explains, Dilu nozir vadai megaleichel mevikor bevenechel. If you're nozir vadai, very good, you're nozir for 30 days, take a haircut, bring your kabonis, and you're finished. Vilu asveikoi lemotzim megaleich. But on a suffix over here, you can't be magaleich, we're more machmer upon you. Because min asofik, we have a doubt, maybe, he holds min asofik, you go to chumrah. And we go that maybe you meant to say the amount of mustard seeds that has no end to it. So therefore, you're one long nozir like leilam. Tatani, we learned like this, it's a machlekes. We learned, if somebody says, hareini nozir, al menas, shihei vikrizeh, meyakur. Somebody says, I'm accepting upon myself to be a nozir, one time to be a nozir. If in this kree, if in this bunch here, there's 100 kur, that's how much tfu, how much wheat he has. He's the owner of the wheat, made it tonight. Or whoever was loved off, you have to be the owner. Whoever was passing by and saw a bunch of wheat there, he says, I'm going to be a nozir if there is 100 bushels of wheat there. Hareini nozir amanashi ate the trees there. And with this big bundle of wheat, there's meyakur. Now what happened was, so afterwards he had to go and check it out to see if there's 100 there or not. For all us, he went to check it out. And he found out that the whole thing got stolen. So he doesn't know if he has to be a nozir or not. He doesn't know, was there 100 there or wasn't there 100 there. He can't go check it out, it got stolen. Or he showed it or it got lost. So what do we do? Rabbi Shimon Oyser. Rabbi Shimon says the person in a suffix has to become a nozir. And we start to say that he brings, at the end, he brings his kabonis min asofik. Or he makes it tonight now. That if there was 100, he's a nozir because of that. And if there wasn't 100 there, so I'm accepting upon myself now to be a nozir. So Shimon says he has to be a nozir. She asofik nazirus lahachmir. We have a sofik if he has to be a nozir or not. Rabbi Shimon holds, sofik nazirus you go to chumrah. Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, Rabbi Yehuda goes to go to kula. She asofik nazirus lahachil. We have a suffix if you're supposed to become a nozir or not, we go lahokil. So kitz, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, that by a suffix nazir, we should go lachumrah. Therefore, if somebody says, harei alai liyas nozir, kamole kupa, as the full basket, we say lachumri meant to say, this lashon means, a basket full of kamat, the smallest things there are, of mustard seeds. The mamash, there are thousands and thousands of them, so therefore you remain a nozir, loylam. And we do not go to kula to say that maybe it only means a basket full of pumpkins and you only have 100 or 20, whatever it is. We go to chumra. So kitzal mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yechonam wants to say no. Rabbi Yechonam amar afilu taima Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, even though Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, if a person says I want to be a nazir, if there are 100 bushels there, that men are suffic. You're not a nazir, but in our Mishnah he would agree you go to chumrah. Why? Over there in that case you have a doubt if there was 100 bushels or not. Now if there wasn't 100 bushels, you're not a nazir at all, not even one time. Like it tonight was, you passed by a big place full of wheat, and you said that I want to be a nazir if there are 100 bushels here. And later we went to check it out, it got stolen and it was lost. So now there's a suffix, there's a doubt there, maybe you're not a nazir at all. Like if there wasn't 100 bushels there, so you're nothing, you're not a nazir at all. There Rabbi Yehuda goes lahokal. And there Rabbi Yehuda says, since we don't know if he's a nazir at all, we go lakula and say, no, he's not. Hosam is loinochus led in aziris. There's a good sign to say he's not a nazir at all. But hocher in our Mishnah, nochus led in aziris. And now Mishnah, for sure, this person is a nazir. He said clearly, hareini nazir kamali hakupa. So for sure he's a nazir. The question is now, how many times or how long is this nazirus? That's the question. Is it as many times as there could be pumpkins in this basket? Or as many times as there could be small mustard seeds in the basket? But since for sure you made yourself to become a nazir, here maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees you go to chumrah. Because once we see you accepted upon yourself to be a nazir, and you do have to be a nazir, it could be Rabbi Yehuda also agrees, then we go to chumrah. So maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Heis hocha, now Mishnah, nochas led in aziris. For sure, you have to be a nazir. at least for the amount of pumpkins that would fit into this basket. So Mara said, and therefore, b'mai l'sluki minei, you have no way to get out of it. So since you have to be a nazir, therefore we go to chumra. For the Gemara, Amai, what are you saying? You don't know how to get out of it. Lo'lech zay l'kupa, kilo mole kishrin edluyim. What do you say? There's no way to get out of it. Yes, like we said, there is a way to get out of it. Why don't we say he only meant to say a basket full of pumpkins or of cucumbers? Fitheva le'takanta, and then there wouldn't be an end to it. You could have 20 pumpkins in there. That's all. But after that, you're finished. So Gemara says the gesa should be lo'isakadaitich. Don't think like that. Lo'isakadaitich. Nezirus u'dekibul olay. He was makabel upon himself nezirus. What does that mean?